Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it frustrates me that I even have to share what is happening right now. I just got an email that is incredibly upsetting, but upsetting for so many reasons that I can't even believe it. So I'm gonna just real fast take a moment and share this into my community so people can see exactly what is going on. Like my heart is pounding right now. Because I just, like, I can't believe it. It's absolutely not okay. As you hop on, say hi so I know who is here and watching. But here's something that is very, very important to me. I do not believe in giving in to demands of people who blackmail. I have experienced it before in the past. I've experienced it quite a few times, but in different ways, in small ways. People saying, like, if you block me from your group, I'm going to extortion you for whatever. They don't use those words, of course. But today I got an email that is so beyond upsetting. I got an email from someone who took one of my courses to the tune of, you know, about $1,000. And as I read the email, my heart started to pound and I just couldn't believe what I was reading. And so as I dove in and got to the final line of the email, and I actually have it pulled up, I can read it. The last line of the email says, I don't want to be one of those people who goes around leaving bad reviews and sharing negative reports with my followers, so I have come to you first. And she's asking for a refund. Of course, that means I rescind my badges, I have no access to the groups, and I, of course, don't talk about the course to anyone, an NDA, if you will. And so basically, what this person is saying is, I am going to spread bad things about your course if you do not refund me in full for the course that I have had access to now for months. The course that they have dove into my content, they've learned my skills, my strategies, my trainings, they've worked with my community, they've had questions in their heart poured out to by myself, my team, the coach that I have hired for my course. I'm absolutely shocked, but the craziest part about all of this is when blackmail happens, you're suddenly in a position where you're like, what do I do? Do I refund the person because I don't want bad word being spread about me or my course? You know, almost 300 people have gone through this particular course, and we don't get refund requests. It is just, it almost has never happened. It virtually never happens. And it's something where I put my heart and my soul and everything that I've learned into this course, and the person admitted several things in their email that I have to address, because I know full well that not caving to this demand means that they are probably going to spread a smear campaign against me, and I'm not going to cave into it. It's just absolutely not okay. So several things that they said. Number one, they said, I signed up for your course even though I could not afford it. First and foremost, one of the things that I preach to everybody is, if you cannot afford my course, don't pay for it. If you cannot afford my course, don't join. Wait until you can afford it. Despite the fact that I have made calculated risks and invested into things before I was ready, that's not something I preach to my followers. I'm not someone who says, go take out a second mortgage on your house. I don't tell people to go and get a credit card. I don't tell people to take out a loan from friends and family. Why? For reasons like this. I don't believe in people in holding the responsibility of someone joining my course when they can't afford it. And I've said it so many times that I know I have a clear conscience about it. That was one part of it. The second part was that they leveraged their kids. Despite the fact that they joined several months ago, they said, I now do not have money for my kids for Christmas. Okay. I will share later on my profile why that one hit me hard, but not right now. I'm going to dive into why that's wrong. Number one, if I have a choice between picking Christmas presents for my kids and joining a course, you better believe I'm going to get Christmas presents for my kids. And I believe this for everybody. Don't ever make an investment or a choice that puts something else before your friends and your family and your responsibilities, and then blame the person that you invested into for your inability to get Christmas presents. That is irresponsible. I'm going to call it exactly what it is. It's a victim mentality. It is not taking responsibility for the choices that you made. Number one, I do not hard sell anything. I will never tell someone that they need to join something that they say no to. I will never even try to persuade someone to join. If you don't want to join, I'm not forcing you to do it. Absolutely not. That is not how I operate. I did not come to your house and say, you need to buy my course or else, you know, whatever. The person said, at first I thought it was me. At first I thought I was failing. And then I realized that it's your course. Okay. Hundreds of people have gone through this course. We have so many testimonials, screenshots, results, raving fans, people who talk about how it's impacted their life, how it's helped them to understand the skills and trainings that the skills and strategies that I teach. I put my heart into this. If this course failed you, it is only for one reason, and it is because you expected it to be a silver bullet, a magic bullet, a lottery ticket, that you were going to take this course and suddenly become rich. That is not something that I ever preach. I have never said anything but the fact that this is going to be hard, and it's going to be hard work, and I cannot do the work for you. And you know what? At the end of the day, what I teach is solid. It's up to you to apply it. If you do not apply it and work your tail off, you're absolutely right. It is not going to work. You do not get to blame a course that has a 5-star rating for your inability to succeed and choose how to spend your money. The fact that kids were leveraged in this to try to make me feel bad is so wrong. Like I said, I'll talk about that in a moment on my profile, why that was so upsetting to me. But what is most upsetting to me is that now I'm left with the decision. Do I refund this person? Do I stand up against it and risk the negative attention that could come? There's a very good chance that there's going to be a whole bunch of negative 1-star reviews on my page just from this situation. And you know, I've watched a lot of movies, and we all know movies are just like TV, just kidding. But in movies, when people are blackmailed, or even in politics, when people are blackmailed and they give into it and they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of hush money and they're trying to hide this and they're trying to beat the blackmailers by caving. I don't know if you noticed this, but people always, 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 the blackmailers always release whatever it was. Because the thing about blackmailing people, people who are extortionists, is that they don't stop once. When they realize that they hold power over an individual, they'll do it again. I have to go with my moral compass and say, I'm absolutely not going to cave into blackmail. I will not support this. I am going to address this head on, but I also wanted to share this with you guys for the reasons that I already shared. Another point that this person made in their email to me was that one of the things that they noticed was that it seems on top of all of this, it's a big push for people to sign up for ClickFunnels, which Rachel is an affiliate of. So we are actually paying her for her to then try and get us to sign up for something to make her more money. Okay, a couple things wrong with that. Number one, I only link to the 14-day free trial in ClickFunnels where I'm teaching ClickFunnels specific trainings. And I share, you can do this in lead pages, You can do this in Unbounce. You can do this in many other places. You can do this in Divi. I personally prefer ClickFunnels. I think it's the easiest. If you want, you can go ahead and click the link below this video and get your free 14-day trial. I don't ever make someone put in their credit card. And in fact, oftentimes I'll tell people, I don't think you're ready for ClickFunnels. I don't think you need it right now. Focus on making money and getting your revenue runway, and then you can go ahead and sign up for it once you have a plan in place. So I share the options. I don't push it, but I do believe in ClickFunnels, and I'm not gonna stop promoting it. I don't force anyone, and I don't use high pressure techniques to make it happen. If you want to use ClickFunnels, I'm gonna give you bonuses. Cool, right? Awesome. Why? Because I'm a good person, okay? Yes, I do make money from that, and I disclose that. I've always disclosed that. I've always been very upfront about where I'm an affiliate, and in fact, I'm an affiliate of very, very, very little. Most of the time, most people don't know this, but in my course, people approach me about affiliate deals all the time, and most of the time what I say is, you know, as much as I could make money from this JV membership, I literally want you to take what those earnings would be and discount your program or your software, and let's pass that earnings on as savings to my members. This is absolutely true, you guys. 100% true. This is without a doubt. But yes, I am an affiliate to ClickFunnels. And no, I don't just push it all the time. And in fact, I have a training inside of this course where I teach people how you can make money as a ClickFunnels affiliate. Would I do that if I was a terrible person? Like, would I do that if my only goal was to make money? There's a lot of things I've turned down that would be quick and easy ways to make money because I'm not doing that. I'm playing the long game and I live in integrity. I want other people to win, and that is truly my defining value. And now I'm going to share one major, major value bomb. I've learned this from Peng Jun and Myron Golden. So obviously this person was incredibly triggered by the fact that I felt comfortable sharing ClickFunnels. Yes, that is something that I do make money from. Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready for this? If you have a business that is not successful and you are looking at other people's businesses who are successful, and when they make an offer that is pitching or selling something or offering something and you are triggered by that, you're upset that they are trying to make money, that is the exact reason why you are not making money. You cannot look at the people who have built success and say, oh, it's because they stole my money. No, you whipped out your credit card and you entered your credit card number. Nobody made you do that. But what I want to share about this is that if you were willing to actually look at what they're saying, you don't have to buy. They're not making you buy. If you were to learn about the way that they position themselves, the way that they build trust, the way that they audience build, the way that they offer and sell and serve and give value and put in 80 to 100 hour weeks and spend extra time on the weekends and skipping out on family get-togethers to provide extra value so that when it's time for them to make an offer, it's an easy yes, then you would have just gotten the best lesson in the world in selling. That is what you've been missing in your business. So when you email me and you're triggered by the fact that I'm selling something and you're telling me that it's my fault that you're not successful, there's a big disconnect. Because you can be triggered about selling or you can have a successful business. Everyone who runs a business has to sell. And selling doesn't have to be icky. I don't sell icky. I don't do it. You guys know me. You know that's not how I operate. I don't ever do high pressure, stress, anything like that. And if anything, I have always offered my courses at a massive, massively lower rate than everyone else. And everyone says, you're crazy, Rachel. Why would you sell that for $49? You're crazy, Rachel. Why would you sell that for $97? And to be honest with you guys, it has come at great sacrifice and it's worth it because I put my heart into everything and I see the lives that are transformed. So all of this to say, yes, I might get an influx of one-star reviews. There's probably going to be a blog post written about me that says Rachel Peterson is a scam, whatever. I'm going to be okay because I'm going to continue to love and serve and put my heart into everything and not let this hold me back in any way. But all of this to say, I don't give in to blackmail. And if you are a course creator who has faced a similar situation, I want you guys to know that giving in to blackmail is never the option, because when people are operating in the darkness, the moment you turn a flashlight on, you say, I'm going to reveal this, I'm going to turn the light on so we can actually see what's happening, two things happen. The darkness is gone and the cockroaches scatter. So that's what I have to say to this person who tried to blackmail me today. Not on my watch. It's not just about me. It's not just about my kids. It's not just about my team. This is about personal integrity and taking ownership for yourself and your life. The moment that you say, I'm going to take complete ownership and I'm going to make the best choices for my life and I'm going to take responsibility for my failures, that is when your life will turn around. And until that happens, you're going to find yourself in the same cycle. I'd put money on the fact that, guess what? Next year, you're going to struggle with Christmas gift money again. And I'm sorry for that. But take this as a moment to change your life around. Okay? Thank you, you guys, for listening. It's kind of crazy. Sorry that this is something that is negative, but I hope that something positive comes or it gives you an aha. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I'll see you all later. Bye.